From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Lynn Neary. Most people's idea of Japanese science fiction begins and ends with Godzilla, the 1950s nuclear-spawned creature from the deep. But perhaps the greatest Japanese science fiction novel of all time, first published in 1967, is now available in an English translation. It's called 10 Billion Days and 100 Billion Nights by Ryu Mitsui. Alan Jews has our review.
10 billion days and 100 billion nights, that's a lot of time. But Ryu Mitsui covers all of it in under 300 pages, and the result is quite fabulous. The novel ranges from the creation of our planet and universe all the way to its near death from entropy, the end of all heat in the universe. Plus, the characters. Mitsui doesn't mess around. First comes Plato, and then a universal goddess named Asura, and then Siddhartha, the Buddha, and Jesus of Nazareth. We follow them through history, which then explodes into a super historical battle for the universe, and a series of amazing shootouts with the goddess and Plato and Siddhartha on one side and Jesus on the other. It's all a kind of magical mystery tour. We meet the last of the citizens of Atlantis. We visit fantastic cities, watch demonstrations of great, powerful inventions and new weapons. And I know this sounds as though the novel's so far out you may not want to try it, but Mitsui's grasp of science, philosophy, and religion lend this swiftly moving narrative a solid base, even though now and then he packs so much information into his sentences that a reader can sometimes feel as stunned as Asura in her one-on-one energy weapon duel with Jesus. 10 billion days and 100 billion nights, and you can read it all in just a few days.
The book is 10 Billion Days and 100 Billion Nights by Ryu Mitsui. Alan Chu teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.